Here you go. Hot chocolate, just a little bit of coffee, and 5 marshmallows. I know, it's just the way my mom always made it after we went caroling and hung Christmas lights. I hope you like it. I do appreciate you helping me with the lights. Since my mom left a couple years ago, my dad hasn't really had all that much interest in doing it. And he's out of town this weekend, and I just don't know how to ask him, you know? It was kind of luck that you're home from college right now. Is it too hot? Oh, yeah, no, the hot chocolate has like a minty flavor to it, I guess. It's a holiday thing. Is it okay? Oh, good. Yeah, so how long are you home? Just after the new year. Well, no, that makes sense. Gotta go back and finish your year, right? Is this your last one? Nice. No, I have one more after this. But it doesn't really matter for me. I just drive back and forth. My dad prefers it that way. he's good. He's good. Just working a lot. Well, I do what I can, and having help from neighbors like yourself makes things easier. I don't want to talk about that. He gets pretty depressed this time of year, so we kind of move on from that topic, if you don't mind. So did you bring your girlfriend home for Christmas? She was home last year, wasn't she? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it recent? We don't have to talk about that if you don't want to. I know that can be a tough subject. Oh, okay. Oh, a few months. Do you want to talk about it? You kind of seem like you might. Yeah. Oh. Well, when she shows up at a party with another guy, that's pretty telling, yes. That's ridiculous. I don't know how somebody could do that to you. I mean, that was kind of... Sorry, I'm getting flustered a little bit. I don't know how anybody could do that to anyone, but you especially, I guess. Well, you're such a nice guy, and so sweet and caring, and... I'm kind of glad that you're not with her anymore, if that's how she's going to treat you, I guess. Anyway, moving on. So the Christmas lights, when I plug the switch part in the house, they'll all come on, or are there several switches? Because I know there were 2 or 3 different plugs in the box. What? What are you looking at? Well, I'm not uncomfortable. Are you uncomfortable? That was more about you than me. Well, I hope you're relaxed. I mean, it's nice and warm in here and you're drinking hot chocolate. And it's Christmas. We just put up Christmas lights. So, I would hope so. Yes, I am glad you're not with her because of how she treated you. I did say that. Are you okay? You look a little unsure of yourself. Well, maybe another drink of the hot chocolate? Maybe you're having like a blood sugar thing or something. You were working pretty hard up there. It looked strenuous, I guess. Yeah. It is good, I know. I like it. mine's still a little too hot. I like it almost cold before I drink it. Well, you told me once that you like your coffee really, really warm, almost scalding, so I figured you would like to drink it right away before it cools down. Of course I remember that. Why wouldn't I? You said that already. Are you sure you're okay? Yeah, I did say that I'm happy you're not with your girlfriend. Are you going to repeat yourself several times over? It's a little strange. Excited. Oh, I'm not excited that you're not with her anymore. I'm just happy that you're not with somebody that doesn't know how to treat you. You're looking a little sideways here. Should I be worried? Do you feel okay? I mean, all over? Yeah, your head's a little fuzzy. What about anywhere else? Does any other part of you feel particularly different? Well, you just looked down at your lap, so I'm guessing something else is feeling different as well. What are you doing? You don't have to go. In fact, I don't think you should. You look like you're going to have a hard time trying to get out of that chair. Well, that's the idea. That is what I said. Well, the drug that I put in the hot chocolate is working a lot faster than I thought it would, to be honest. I had thought we would drink the hot chocolate and move into the living room. I didn't really think that this was going to happen at the kitchen table, and I'm not exactly strong enough to move you, so you're about to have your world rocked at the kitchen table at my house. So, brace yourself, I guess. Well, yes, I am excited that you're no longer with your girlfriend, because that means that you can do what you've always been meant to do and what you'd always intended to do before you went away to school, and that is be with me. Remember? Remember the night before you left for college? You told me that you would always come back because I was here and you cared about me so much. Remember? And I figured Christmas would be the perfect time to remind you, especially when you're going to be done college this year and you're going to have to figure out where you're going to live and your job situation, and you can work with my dad and his business, and there's so many things that we can do from here. It's the perfect time, right? I didn't know how to bring it up, and I figured if you had a little help with what I put in the hot chocolate, then it might be an easier conversation, a little less awkward. Yes, that part. So your mind is a little fuzzy, and everything below your waist will be turning on, because I need your cock hard. Well, I'm going to climb on top of it at some point, and you are going to put a baby in me. Because then my dad will make you marry me, and then this all becomes my fantasy. And yours too. Yes, it is. You love me, silly. Remember? Well, you didn't say it, but you hinted at it. And every year when you bring a girl home or you break up with somebody, it's always weird things, like they've cheated on you, or they ended up being really stupid, like that one girl, or whatever, and you always come back here. Well, I know I asked you to help with the Christmas lights, because I really can't hang those myself, but it was the perfect opportunity. I can see what's happening in your pants. Is it uncomfortable yet? Yeah, it is. Would you like me to take care of that for you? This particular drug will only wear off when you've actually had a chance to orgasm. Probably once or twice. You're not going to pass out, because I want you to be aware of what's going on. I'm not going to, you know, rape you. That's ridiculous. No, it's not. Because as soon as I touch your cock, you're going to ask me to keep doing so. And then, ta-da, consent. Would you like me to touch your cock right now? You are squirming, and it looks very, very uncomfortable. Oh, you're so silly. Well, the thing is, you can't go anywhere until you come. And you're not really all there mentally to make yourself come. I'm willing to bet you couldn't find your cock with your own hand if you tried right now. Could you? Nope. See? You're not quite able to coordinate yourself. So, why don't you let me do it for you? Nope, I can slide them right out from under you. I'm just glad you weren't wearing jeans and a belt or something. That would have been awful. There we go. Well, well, well. See? This drug works like a charm. The guy that sold it to me guaranteed it. And it was expensive enough, so he better have. What would you like me to do? You're looking at me. You're staring at my mouth. Would you like me to suck it? Get you ready? Before I put you in my pussy? I don't say those words very much, do I? Cock, pussy, and yet I'm saying them a lot. I'll get down on my knees. Oh, that was a delicious noise. Feels like you're about to come as soon as I touch you, doesn't it? Do you want me to stop? Fuck no, that's a good answer. I am sucking it. You don't need to tell me that. You can tell me that though, because it's kind of hot. Go ahead. Tell me you want me to suck your cock. Watch my lips over it. Only mine. Because this is my cock from now on. Right? Say yes or I'll stop. There you go. What a nice cock it is. You are trembling. Oh, that's how much you want me. Begging, are you? Please, what? Please love you forever. I will. Please give you a family. Oh, I'll do that too. Please drain this cock of every ounce of cum every single day for the rest of your life. Got it. Absolutely. Everything I said there, you got just a little harder. I think you like the idea. Your coordination is improving. You found my head. Wasn't that fun? You almost lost it. I felt it. I think it's time you shot that load down my throat, don't you? You want to. You're not gonna want to leave when you do. Trust me. Come on, baby, come for me. You're so sensitive. You're aching. You're squirming. You're practically coming out of your skin. Come on. Shoot it down my throat. Show me how much you want me. Oh. See, wasn't that good? It was. I know. And one of the wonders of this drug is it's going to keep you rock hard like this. So you just came, and yet, you're already ready to go again. So I'm going to take more from you, because you want to give it to me. It still aches, doesn't it? Yeah? Does it feel like you didn't get to come at all? It does. But when I do this, it's really sensitive. Feel that. Imagine how that's going to feel when I take another load from you with my pussy. Which I'm gonna do right now. Just get up. Lift my dress. This is why I was wearing a dress outside. And that's why I was cold, but it was worth it. Oh, see that pretty pussy? See? It's all yours. It'll be yours for the rest of our lives. You see it? You see how wet it is? You just shot a load down my throat and I almost came with you, thinking you wanted me so much that you couldn't stop yourself. See my clit? Before you leave here today, you're gonna take that in your mouth and you're gonna suck it until I come. And at the same time, you're gonna shoot a load down my throat again. You're gonna come so many times today, you're not gonna know which end is up. It'll be the best Christmas ever. Now, hold still. I'm going to climb on. Okay. I'm glad you sat in the chair that doesn't have arms, because this would be rather awkward in a kitchen chair that has arms. Now, feel the heat of my pussy just hovering above you. You know this is going to feel so good. Sensitive. Yes, I know you're sensitive. That's why it's going to feel so good. You're about to sink into the pussy that you're going to sink into every day for the rest of your life. For the very first time. Look into my eyes as you do. Know that you love me, and I love you. And this is how we will always be. Did you just say yes? Oh, you feel the tip just nuzzling between my pussy lips. Say yes again. It's a beautiful word. I'm going to sink down on you now, and my pussy is going to swallow you. No, you don't get a choice. I think there's more hot chocolate on the stove, and I definitely have more of the drug. Don't make me use it. Are you ready? Good. I've been waiting for this since you were up on that ladder, and I was watching you all strong and sure of yourself, taking care of those lights, doing things for me, taking care of me. That's the way it should be, you know. Stretch. This is my first time. I have never been with anybody else. I've been waiting for you. I'm so full. I'm so full. You get to be the first and the only to ever be inside this pussy. Oh, God. Where you'll always be. That's where you'll always be. I never thought it would feel like this. So full. I mean, I know what orgasms are, because I come all the time when I touch myself and think of you, but it's different when it's actually you inside me, when it's actually your cock in my pussy. You're pulsing already. I'm gonna move. I'm glad I'm so wet, because otherwise this might be uncomfortable. Yeah, yes, it is tight, it's tight, it's tight, because it's the first time anybody's ever been in there. Oh, you're gonna be the first to shoot a load in my virgin pussy. Yes, that's the way it should be. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, hands on my hips, yes. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, see, you want me. Yes, you love me. Oh, yes, you want to be the only one to ever use this pussy, to ever put anything inside of me. Your cock, your tongue, your fingers. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, you're working me so fast. It's sensitive, isn't it? Yes. Oh, it's a little uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Oh, it's going to be a big one, isn't it? Yes. Oh, yes. Shoot deep inside me. Put that very first load inside me. You know you want to. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm squeezing you as tight as I can. And it's so tight. Yes, bounce me on your lap. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm all yours. All yours. Yes, yes, yes. It's just gonna be you and me and our family. You're gonna put a baby in me. Yes, you're gonna pump that load inside me, and there's gonna be a baby. Yes, 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 yes. And we're gonna get married. We're gonna have a family. We're gonna have a life together. Yes, yes, oh, yes, 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 yes. Come, come for me. You know, you're getting close. You're getting so big in there. It's such a tight stretch. Yes, yes. Yes, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come around you, and it's gonna get even tighter. Yes, yes. Oh, it'll be my first time coming with somebody. Yes, and it's all yours. It's all yours. It's all yours. Please, please. Oh, come inside me. Come on, baby. Give it to me. You love me, and you know you want to pour that seed inside me. Come on. Please, 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 please. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. There it is. There. Oh, I feel it. I feel it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's so, so much. So hot. So thick. Oh, oh God. I'm clenching you so tight. I feel it. Yes. We're both shaking. We're both shaking. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's your arms around me. Yes, you're holding me against you now. You just flooded my pussy with cum, and now you're holding me. This is what I've always wanted. This is what you've always wanted, if you're honest with yourself. I love you. Only you. Always you. Your eyes are getting clearer. As your breathing is slowing down. I think the drug is wearing off. That's what's supposed to happen after about 2 orgasms anyway. That's what the guy that sold it to me told me. Are you okay? You're still inside me. It doesn't feel like you're quite as solid anymore. Are you okay? Yeah. You're still holding me, so I'm guessing you're not going to throw me on the floor. I know my approach wasn't the best. I just didn't know how to tell you that I wanted to be with you, and I didn't know if you wanted to be with me too. And I hope that you do. I hope you still want to be with me, even without the drug. I did save myself for you. That was my first time. I Christmas. Well, this isn't exactly how I planned to give you my Christmas gift to you, which was me, but it's how it had to be, and I hope it's okay. Yes, I did say something about doing it again. And I did say something about you putting your mouth on me. I would love that. Well, that sounds like a pretty good Christmas gift to me, too.